With 4 Eclipse Awards, 3 Breeders' Cup victories, 11 Grade 1 wins, and over $6 million in earnings, Beholder is truly the horse of a lifetime. Of many lifetimes, really. The future Hall of Famer has accomplished what most can only dream about, and did so in a way that left the racing world in awe. Spendthrift General Manager Ned Toffee comments on what Beholder's success has meant to their operation.
A racehorse like Beholder doesn't come around very often, so you've really got to enjoy those kinds of successes. And really, as a mare who accomplished on the track what few others have, to have won a Grade One at age 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, again, she gives us a long period of enjoyment. And again, it's always great to have those racing colors out there. And we were all able to enjoy what she did. And I think it always adds a little bit of credibility to your operation to have a filly like that out there and performing.
Performing on the biggest stages for years was, in fact, Beholder's specialty. And while she may no longer be doing so in front of adoring crowds, the 9-year-old mare is still the star of the show at Spendthrift Farm. This was evident on my trip to the Lexington farm, where I visited with the superstar mare and her offspring. Beholder was not born a leading lady, however. She earned it, with each and every scintillating racetrack performance over her lengthy career. Purchased for what would prove to be a bargain price of $180,000 at Keeneland September, Beholder scored her first top-level triumph in the 2012 Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies. She won 4 times at the highest level during her sophomore season, including a defeat of future champion Close Hatches in the 2013 Breeders' Cup Distaff, winning her second straight renewal of the Grade 1 Zenyatta in 2014, the Spendthrift Farm color bearer was scheduled to defend her title in the distaff and then sell at the Phasic Tipton November sale. But fate intervened in the form of an illness that kept her out of both. That illness proved to be a blessing in disguise, as a year later, Beholder would accomplish one of her greatest feats, cementing a permanent place in the Spendthrift Broodmare Band. Opening her 2015 account with a trio of facile victories, including the Grade 1 Clement Hirsch Stakes, the Richard Mandela pupil faced males for the first time in Del Mar's Grade 1 Pacific Classic. Beholder made an eye-catching move on the backstretch, sweeping to the front with a half mile left to run, and cruised home under a hand ride from Hall of Famer Gary Stevens to win by 8 1/4 lengths, defeating a field that included Grade 1 winners Byron, Midnight Storm, and Hopportunity. As announcer Trevor Denman said, Beholder is poetry in motion. Beholder and Gary Stevens did not win, they romped in the Pacific Classic. She won yet another renewal of the Zenyatta after that and was scheduled to meet Triple Crown hero American Pharoah in the Breeders' Cup Classic, but was scratched after bleeding during a morning gallop days before the race. Returning to the track in 2016, Beholder kicked off her 6-year-old season with a pair of wins, including the Grade 1 Vanity Mile, which has since been renamed in her honor. The Bay finally made it back to the Breeders' Cup for that year's distaff, which was billed as a match race between the mighty Beholder and the undefeated 3-year-old superstar Songbird. And boy, did they deliver. It was a knockdown, drag-out battle to the finish between the champion distaffers, each refusing to yield. But, in the end, it was the mighty Beholder who proved supreme. Summoning all her class, Beholder concluded her career with one of the most memorable performances of this century, defeating her younger opponent by the tip of her nose in a race that did not deserve a loser. Beholder's most outstanding accomplishment, however, may be her longevity. The big-bodied bay mare won Eclipse Awards at ages 2, 3, 5, and 6, and won at least 1 Grade 1 event in each of her 5 seasons on the racetrack, a feat that is truly remarkable. Now that her career on the racetrack is over and the champion mare has transitioned to her new life as a broodmare, the Spendthrift team hopes she will pass on both her outstanding talent and longevity to her offspring. Ned Toffee speaks about how it was a stroke of luck that Beholder missed her intended date at the Phasic Tipton November sale.
There was a time where we had intended to take her to auction, and fortunately for us, she got sick and wasn't able to make the trip to Kentucky for the sale. So, sometimes when you have bad luck, it turns into good luck. So, and once she went on from there and really showed what she could do as an older horse, I think then the decision became easy to keep her right in our program.
It is often a concern that these top race mares won't take well to farm life, but just as she did on the racetrack, Beholder has done everything right in her new career. As I enter the barn, she looks out at me over her stall door in a way that lets me know, as if I didn't already, that I was in the presence of greatness. The good ones have that look about them, the look of eagles, as Dwayne Lucas called it, and Beholder has it in spades. She happily accepted peppermints from broodmare manager Amy Compton and then began pulling at her stall latch, letting Compton know she was ready to go outside. The four-time Eclipse winner calmly strolled to her field and immediately began grazing alongside her friend Aspen Mountain, the dam of Grade 1 winner Bolo. Amy Compton commented on how Beholder settled in to broodmare life at Spendthrift.
We were a little worried about it, but she did great. Going from first off, going to a paddock by herself, and then to getting a buddy and having a friend, you know, that was with her all the time, that everything went really smooth, and she did a great job. She is a little bit of a diva. If there are things that she doesn't like that you're doing with her, she'll let you know, and she'll kind of bully around a little bit. But in general, she's really good, and she's, you know, great with the babies, you know, newborns and everything. And I can't really complain about how she she was. She does like attention for herself, but so she was maybe, if people are around, she's maybe a little more interested in people right there than the foal. But you know, she was great with the foals too. She was a good mother.
Beholder's first foal is a now yearling colt by Uncle Mo named QB1, whose Spendthrift owner B. Wayne Hughes has decided to keep and race himself. Standing outside the yearling barn, the glistening dark bay is nothing short of stunning, possessing the best of both his top sire and superstar dam. Spendthrift's yearling manager Seth Semkin, who deemed Beholder his top pick of the sale when leading the Spendthrift buying team in 2011, spoke about QB1.
The first thing you notice about him is his size. The second thing I notice about him is he's very smart, really smart horse. I would also say for his size, he's very athletic. And I think whoever gets him is going to get a colt that wants to train, because he's that kind of horse. He's done nothing but get smarter and get better. She was pretty strong-minded herself, and he seems to me that he's going to be that way.
Beholder's latest foal is a weanling filly by Curlin, who will eventually join her dam in the Spendthrift broodmare band. The filly shares her dam's light bay coloring and gives off the same air of confidence, composure, and calmness as her mother as she stands at the end of the shank. Amy Compton speaks about the filly.
And she in particular reminds me more of the mare than the colt did. She looks a little bit more like her, and she acts a little bit more like her. Pretty calm, easygoing for the most part. And if there's something they don't like that you're doing, she'll let you know. But she can be tough for those sort of things. But other than that, she's been doing great.
With two very nice foals on the ground, the Spendthrift team eagerly awaits Beholder's 2020 offspring by Warfront, who is having what is arguably his best season yet at stud, thanks to Preakness Stakes winner War of Will and multiple Grade 1 winner Omaha Beach. Ned Toffee speaks about Beholder as a broodmare.
She's really been remarkable as a broodmare. She's done everything right. She's cycled well. She's been very professional. Just as she was on the track, she's continued in her second career as a broodmare and thrown a very impressive Uncle Mo colt that we'll keep, and he'll go into our racing program. He's a yearling now, and she followed that up with a beautiful Curlin filly, and we're really excited about her. And I think she'll once she's done racing, she'll come right back to Spendthrift and hopefully be a great addition to our broodmare band. But Beholder's done great for us, and back in full to Warfront, and obviously the timing is good with that. Warfront's having a great year and proving what I think a lot of us thought he could do is get horses on the dirt as well as on the turf. So we're looking for that addition next spring.
As if Beholder wasn't already valuable enough as a broodmare, her family has exploded over the past few years, strengthening an already outstanding page. Spendthrift purchased her older half-brother, Into Mischief, for $180,000 at OPS March in 2007, and he rewarded them with a win in that year's Grade 1 Cash Call Futurity Stakes. The handsome bay proved to be even more talented as a member of the Spendthrift Stallion roster, and is now one of the hottest sires in the country, with 57 stakes winners, including Grade 1 Victors, Golden Sense, Practical Joke, Covfefe, Mia Mischief, and Audible. Ned Toffee speaks about the importance of Into Mischief to the Spendthrift Stallion operation.
You know, Into Mischief is just one of those diamonds in the rough. He was a very, very talented racehorse who probably didn't get to show everything that he was capable of when he was on the track. But just a wonderful racehorse and a Grade 1 stakes winner at two is a pretty important part of the puzzle as a stallion prospect. And, you know, it honestly took breeders a little bit to warm up to him, but once he proved what he was able to do, it's just been onward and upward. And we were so appreciative of all the breeders who have taken a chance on him, and things have paid off for them. So it's been a huge, it's obviously, he's a huge boost to any operation, and he's certainly the cornerstone of ours.
When Beholder and Into Mischief's younger half-brother by Scat Daddy went through the ring at Keeneland September in 2016, Mr. Hughes and the Spendthrift team fought to bring him home to join his siblings. But the Coolmore contingent was not going to let a well-bred and well-put-together son of their late leading sire get away. And MV Magner was left signing the ticket on the $3 million sale topper, now named Mendelssohn. Sent to international superstar Aidan O'Brien, the Dark Bay won the 2017 Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf and the 2018 UAE Derby, and was also second in the Grade 1 Travers Stakes. He stood his first season at Coolmore's Ashford Stud in 2019. Beholder's Dam Leslie's Lady proved she still had it at this year's Keeneland September sale. The 23-year-old mare's yearling filly by American Pharoah was all anyone could talk about on the sales grounds leading up to the day she was scheduled to go through the ring, and she did not disappoint. With Mr. Hughes and the Spendthrift team seated across from Mandy Pope and her advisor Todd Quast inside the pavilion, and Sheikh Mohammed and the Godolphin crew in their usual spot in the back ring, a bidding war for the ages ensued as the filly exuded class, standing perfectly in the ring. Spendthrift conceded, leaving Pope and Sheikh Mohammed to decide it, and it was Pope who won the war at an astounding $8.2 million, the most ever paid for a yearling filly at Keeneland. With a family that continues to develop and succeed, Beholder's resume just keeps getting better, even in retirement. It is hard to believe that the four-time Eclipse winner can accomplish anything greater than she already has. But if her current offspring run to their looks, and she continues to produce foals like these, the sky is the limit for this sensational mare, who has proved more than once that she is capable of legendary feats.